Welcome back, sports guests, to another round of Dinner at Jacob's Place. Thank you very much. I just got handed a nice bag of pot. Not real pot, spice. Alright, so we're here with three guests again. Obviously, I'm Jordan Scritch Crash. We're here with Sir Hoopsalot, and what was his name last night? Do we have one?
You may have to go back and check.
Alright, Dan Chank. Alright, we got Dan Chank, and I'm just gonna call you Wolverine. You're
what if I shave then? Will my name change next?
Yeah, Harley or the General or so like whatever Mystique? His name was last whatever? Night keeps changing. Yeah. What?
Should I be Mystique?
You can be Mystique. Alright.
Yeah, always.
I'm sick.
Oh my god. Alright, so I guess as always we have to start off thanking our sponsor, Bud Light.
Always drinking Bud Light.
If you, thank you. Gotta be holding one. If you need to go to a party and you need to buy beer, why not buy Bud Light? Because you can just scratch it, 1, 2, 3, penises, whatever. You hear me each week saying this. Just buy Bud Light, long necks, you'll like it.
I've never actually scratched a penis into it, so.
Have you never? Scratching a penis.
Well, clearly you've never done one then.
Mystique is now scratching.
Usually the first thing people do.
Oh, you get to scratch it.
Yeah, they're scratchers. Oh, yeah, bro. See this?
Here we go.
They're just the best company. That's why they, that sounds really bad. That's not anything. You just scratched.
Why did she make a mark?
What?
She make a mark.
That's the point.
Yeah, make your mark. If that's your mark, I'm sorry, that means you're retarded. Oh, I'm sorry if we... oh my god. Each week we offend so many people. Alright, mentally handicapped,
that's
insane,
worse.
Whatever.
Just call them stupid.
Whatever doesn't offend you people out there.
Alright,
whatever.
You people.
Yeah, you people, you know... Oh, thank you very much.
Don't want to cover the mic.
Yeah, we can't cover the mic. Yeah, just ruin it for people. Alright, so, I guess, have you guys seen Super 8?
No.
Only heard
have you seen it?
Did I see it with you?
Oh, yeah! We saw it together.
It was literally the worst thing
that was
I've
such
ever
a
seen.
Bad movie. God damn it.
Daniel, Super 8.
Hey, where's the lighter?
Wow, I just cannot stand
that lighter.
Look, first of all, how could they not... There's so much extremity in that movie. Like, the explosion at the beginning of the movie. Like, everywhere. Then all of these sudden 8 kids are not hurt.
Yeah.
Like, one squash, man. Have you seen it?
No.
No, just please don't see it.
All I've heard is not to see it.
It's like, yeah, it's really good reviews. I just don't get it. Like, what have people said about it? That's like,
it's all money. It has to be. Because it's not like... Sorry, I got a lot of dank. It's not just like, it's like, oh, yeah, I can see how you maybe like that movie. Or, yeah, there were certain aspects that were good. It was so shit that you can't say that it was good at all. Like, key in point, we keep talking about this. But the part on we're gonna ruin this spoiled movie because it doesn't
spoiler
really
alert.
But there's this weird kid who like is supposed to be a bad actor in the movie but ends up just being a horrible actor in the rest of the movie. And so he's on this bus and the Cloverfield like monster comes and he just says, "Oh my god!" and just throws up all over the bus. just yaks.
Oh,
it's just outrageous. I just don't know how to. I don't understand.
Fight or flight or puke. That's his reaction.
It must be the middle. He was going to kick his ass, and then he just misstepped and puked.
Like what?
What
was like the end?
I'll kill you.
Oh, he throws up on the monster.
Oh no! Oh, he was probably trying to. Nah, it was a great movie. It turns out that the kid was trying to.
It just turns everything around.
Yeah, Spielberg is a great, great director now. He really has sucked in the last movies. You know that Harrison Ford says he's ready for a fifth?
Indiana Jones.
I was going to say Italian Jones. What's up, guy? Oh, that's just the worst Italian accent. That's just bad. But in Italian accent, I guess we can auto-tune. Somebody auto-tune. Oh, fuck, I'm not even going to try. It's just not going to work.
Do your Italian accent. Do it.
Hey, I got my sausage and peppers. You guys want to go find some arcade video games?
It took Italian for like 3 years.
Grazie a tete.
It's good. Wait, what happened in Italian class? Who was it that, who who was it that smashed his face on the desk and he started
Oh my god, Andy Santana! If you're listening, it's Andy Santana, you motherfucker.
This is to you. This
he's just to you. He's just in Italian class and just teaching. So almost just teaching in the front class. Just all of a sudden, BAM!
Was it right like into his chest, just bleeding. He's just bleeding. Like
I don't know. I don't really know what it was. But for some reason, weird things always happen. People would always... It was on, like, the second floor of the school, which was two floors. And, oh, you're not an Italian. But people would always, like, pretend to, like, joke, jump out the windows. Like, I'm gonna jump out the window now. Look at that bird. I gotta jump to that branch. So ridiculous. Every day we... So we had to fake
talk to me. I'm pretty sure I came to that class and just sat down in the middle of it. Just, like, you told... That was that... I think we had the class at the same time where, like, we would always just meet up. Remember, I was, like, in Mr. Martinez's class, I'd be like, Senor, I'm getting a bloody nose. And he just, every day, he just let me go. And I just go meet up with Jordan.
There's no way to bullshit language. You can't be like, oh, yeah. Like, I'll put a different letter in. Well, that's just a horrible explanation, but you put an I instead of an E, or an I instead of an E, and it just fucks it all up. Go mess with a grinder. There you go.
I feel like you would be good at it, just making up words, though.
Yeah, okay, maybe if somebody said you want to make up your language, but not if it's like...
What would you call it?
Necessary.
Skirt scratch.
Skirt scratch.
Hello?
Okay.
Never mind, we had a mystery intruder. It was Elijah for all our Jewish guests out there. Throwing in the Jew remarks. Alright, so I've been meaning to speak... Oh, God, all right. So we do have some mystery guests. So I'm going to speak about Scientology a little bit. I started looking at Wikipedia. Like, I was like, oh, I'll get a little, like, funny stuff on Wikipedia. Starting by looking, have you seen this Tom Cruise video?
No, which one?
It's him accepting he won the International Association of Scientologists Award 2004.
Based off money.
What?
The based off money.
No, he's just the most into a guy. He's like really ridiculous. But all right. So in the thing, there's like this huge picture of L. Ron Hubbard just like chilling on this globe, just ridiculously. And they cut it in with little interviews, and he just says the most ridiculous thing. He's like, you know, there's this whole misconception.
Is this Tom Cruise or L. Ron?
Tom Cruise. Oh, no, okay. Tom Cruise. And he's like, there's a whole misconception about psychotherapy. Like, there's something like chemical imbalance. If there was chemical imbalance, you'd have to prove it. That's why it's not real, because you can't prove chemical imbalance. I'm like, that's like a science-y thing. That's not like, if even God exists. Like, it's a pretty, you can call bullshit pretty easily. But to call something,
that we can actually measure.
That we can actually measure. That, like, a chemical imbalance is something that, like, you'd have to see on a, all right, I don't know
MRI,
how.
MRI. EKG.
Whatever the science people do. They do it and
isn't
find
Kyle. Is it based on, like, aliens or something? How the fuck
it's based on Xanu or something?
How
I'm completely talking about my ass. Through L. Ron Hubbard, taking blue and pink pills. He wrote in a letter to his wife, who was later arrested for burglary, theft, conspiracy, that he thought of a great idea, inventing religion for money. And he said he did it while he was on the influence of pink and blue pills.
Thizzles.
He was just fizzing gone grizzin', basically. Which is always, always fun.
Didn't the Tony Awards happen? Do you know how many awards the Book of Mormon won?
I was going to look that up. God damn it. I should have brought my computer down. We should have brought my other computer down here. so that we could... Oh, you want to Google it? Yeah, definitely. All right, we're going to get Google Check on here. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Google Check. But, if you go to google.com and check the check thing, you can look up things.
What? Yeah. Is this different than regular Google, or you just...
It's like an application, apparently, that Google makes, like, besides, like, the games and stuff that they
check
have.
Check things that are right.
Yeah, you, like, apparently, like, well, they have a lot of...
I'll trust Google any day.
Yeah, Google has a lot of nice things for the community. So they have the gayest... Oh, God.
What?
Yeah.
What? The first... That's kind of funny.
What?
The first article that comes up, the 2011 Tony Awards were really gay.
What? So ridiculous. See, Google Check, always giving you factual information. although I'm going to tell you that is kind of what I was thinking, because I was watching accidentally 60 Minutes, and on there it was like, Tony Awards! And it was all yellow and bright and stuff. And then
Tony Awards was for plays.
Yeah, it is for plays. Yeah, it was like a commercial. Oh, it's on
Book
TV.
Of Mormon being Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
And so on the thing, they're like dancing and stuff, and there's like these masquerade girls dancing or whatever, and then it's just like, with your special host, Neil Patrick Harris! And it just got very, very... Maybe it's just because I know he's hella gay, and he's just hella like, nice and like enthusiastic. I don't know. I would go gay for him, but...
Okay, hold on. It's loading.
Is it still loading?
God, there's just so many things to check. Just
yeah, if, Google just has to check every single
everything.
Thing.
Google's just working hard right
leave
now.
Nothing unhinged. Just outrageous. Alright, well, while he's looking it up, I'll fill you in on another operation of Scientology, which is seeming to be our semi...
Sorry.
You got it?
Yeah, it won...
Alright, we got it.
It won best...
This is the Book of Mormon,
yeah, it won
Trey Parker's
best musical, as well as
eight
others.
Stone. What?
It won... 9 Tony Awards.
9 Tony Awards! It won Best Tony?
Yeah. Or best Musical.
Best Musical.
It was nominated for 14.
Yeah, I didn't, oh my god.
Is that like
god.
Oscars is 14 total?
What?
How many in the Oscars?
Yeah, it's like 14, yeah. I think like Lord of the Rings was up for 14 or something like that.
Was it? Was that the
most? Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. It's so out... Well, not for... it wasn't up for Tony's. I mean, that's so crazy.
I want to see that so badly.
Alright, so speaking... Now that we're on the thing of that, we got to... touch on the latest South Park episode. Have you seen you haven't seen it? Mm. You neither of you. Oh my god. Have you seen it? Sir Ipsilon? No, nobody's seen it?
Heard about
oh
it.
Oh my
from
god.
You.
They just. Oh, I just don't even know what to say. Like, I can't even, like, spoil it for you guys. It's just the most fucked up, like, not even gross. You guys just. I just watch it. Alright, we won't even stay on this.
Let's go watch it.
So well, all right, we'll watch it. We'll watch it later. But we'll touch back on it in the next podcast, whatever. But yeah, so what I was saying about Scientology, I guess. Oh god, after this podcast, they're gonna kill us.
you're right. We are drinking. Doing work.
But night. I'm good for now. Thank you, sir.
Our sponsor. Excuse me. So this... Operation Freakout. There was this, oh my god, it's passing glass, Bud Light glass, yeah, so Operation Freakout is, there was
mine.
This, this is ridiculous,
sorry,
no, you gotta make sure you get the right Bud Light.
I scratched penis on it, so it's my penis.
Alright, well yeah, you gotta own up to your penis.
This looks more like a snatch, but, or...
It looks like a snatch. You drew your penis. What does that mean?
I was trying to draw it with the Bud Light cap, and...
You should never write... Yeah, never write anything with a Bud Light cap. That's the one thing you guys need to improve. Our sponsors need to improve. Unless maybe if you snap the cap, and then you, like... Yeah, you bend it. If you bend it, that might work bossy. Please, again, that sound is just horrific. What mark are you making? You keep making more marks. You're making, like, a barcode. Bud Light is not... Oh, my God.
Is it Nick and Buck leave my book?
What? What's that again?
I think he misses his friend
it's
Mark.
It's my book, man.
Oh, it's not your mark.
It's chilling.
You're like, oh my god, this is a very racist thing. But it's like in The Patriot when they're like, when the black man wants to serve, like, make your mark. He can't even write! Make your mark. He just like a paw print. Just takes the ink and just smashes the paper. I will fight for you.
Wow.
I'm just trying to be accurate to the movie.
Sure, that happened in the movie.
It did, believe me. I watched it very, very recently. Are you both just taking just a light and painted? What is that?
I just took a chunk off.
You're just taking a chunk out of this.
I think Bud Light are special.
I think you're also scratching on there. Supposed to write on it with like a sharpie.
Look, I used a key. It's the easiest thing. Who doesn't have a key when they're drinking?
Oh god.
It's kind of, alright, this kind of fucked up. Whatever, forget it, I don't really care. Alright, so, what are you doing?
Alright, you're getting distracted too easily.
Yeah, I'm getting distracted way too easily. Alright, so.
Back to business.
Alright, so, should we take a side note from, alright, whatever. Operation Freakout was this thing, Pamela Cooper. Paulette Cooper. Alright, Paulette Cooper is her. I wrote her name down so then I remember.
So it was female.
Yeah, she definitely was female. And so, in, like, the 70s in the UK, like, there was a whole bunch of different newspapers that, like, the Church of Scientology was suing because they were writing stuff about them, and they were saying, like, it's libel. And so, she was one of them, and she was like, ah, fuck you guys. So she instead took the one-page article that she wrote and turned it into a full-length book called The Scandals of Scientology. And so they started in, like, the first part of Operation Freakout was to send, they had somebody come in and say they were working for the United Nations Fund and come in, like, soliciting money and just jacked her stationery, grabbed her fingerprints somehow too, wrote bomb threats to this place, and got her arrested. So she was on trial for basically from 1972 until 1977, when the FBI finally realized that there was a conspiracy by their guardian office or whatever to put her in prison. So like, all right, you're right, whatever, we won't try to imprison her. So they tried to just do the part that's called, the reason it's called Operation Freakout is because the next part is they try to get her put in a mental institution. So they had her write all like things to like the Arab government, and send bomb threats that were like, I'm a volcano that will kill you. My friends don't, on Wikipedia, pictures of the thing.
For sure, it's credible.
Yeah, and, we'll take it. I also read that Wikipedia in 2009, because there were so many people from the church that were writing, like, false things on there, and people from anti-church things that were doing things on there, that they, like, have a committee now that solely just...
On religion?
Like, on just... No, just on the Church of Scientology, not even religion. Not like there's people talking shit on Catholics, or, like, Judaism writing in, like, things that are wrong. It's just the Church of Scientology. It's ridiculous. So weird.
Wiki.
Yeah.
Wiki,
play with your clit. Oh, my God. It's weird. Wait, so where is Miss Hoops Law going? You said she's going somewhere?
Spain.
Jesus. What part of Spain? Madrid?
Barcelona?
Barcelona. Well, that was a weird shout out to Barcelona. whatever. What is she doing there? Is she excavating again?
No, it's her whole family's going. It's for her mom's like 50th birthday.
That's such a nice 50th birthday.
Yeah. I mean, she did all the planning, which is awesome. Oh, she got Sir Hoopslaw
did?
No. What?
But you said that it's she. I mean, it's Mrs. Hoopslaw. Miss Hoopslaw.
Mom.
Oh.
Did all the planning.
It's Mrs. Hoopslaw.
Miss Hoopslaw. And she, they're renting out this, like, huge, like, Spanish villa, and, like, their entire family's staying there. It's, like, sick. It's, like, has, like, a, it's, like, a whole property. It's,
isn't
like,
it pronounced estate. Villa? Spanish Villa?
Yes.
Yes. Villa. See, okay, so where is it?
It's, I think it's right out of Barcelona.
But I mean, like, with well, the thing. I mean, like not region, but I mean, like, what? It, like, it's, like, hella nice. Like, what is that? Like roller coasters and stuff? And, like,
what?
Like, stuff like that. I don't know. Like just water really, parks like and
nice,
shit like that?
It's just a nice villa. It has, like, tennis court, like, courtyard, and, like, pond and all this stuff. It's, like, really
pond? Sick. What do you want to do today? I'm going to go ponding for, like, 4 hours.
Pond and, like, swimming pool and all this stuff. But, I mean, it's like, if you think about it, it's cheaper than staying in a hotel if, like, your whole entire family's going.
You're talking about cheapness when you're going to Spain? Like, if you're talking about going on a cheap trip, just go to fucking Montana.
They have family in Montana.
Oh, God. That is so
funny. So it would be cheap, then.
Yeah, it would be. Okay, yeah, that's the point of the thing.
All right, so you know there's this thing in Montana, there's this massive pit in Montana, obviously. There's this massive pit that they were mining, like, copper and all of these different minerals, and they just did it by bombing, like, just blowing it the fuck up, like, layer by layer, and just scooping it out. And so in 1982, the company was just like, ah, fuck it, let's just leave. So it's this, like, mile-high, it's a mile to 35 miles, I don't know. All right, that's a really long distance.
I don't know if it's a long span.
Okay.
35 miles deep.
Well, at least it's a mile.
Like, hit the core.
Isn't Everest, like, less than, like 2 miles tall? Like,
so you couldn't even hit it with a plane?
What?
With a commercial plane, you couldn't hit Mount Everest?
No.
Well, that's 35,000 feet, not 35. Okay. I'm way off. All right, let's get back to this.
5,080 feet is a mile.
Let's call it the Montana Super Pit. All right, so...
So now it's like a tourist attraction?
No. Now what it is because of the past 29 years, it's been erosion and there's been raining. So it's a toxic pit full of copper and shit like that. And they say that within like 5 years, it's going to overflow. It's on like the top 10 world super fund like needs thing because while they were mining everything out, they had tubes that were sucking all of the water out. And in 1982, when they closed that shit down, they said, yeah, we're not paying for the sucking anymore. So it just fucking filled up. And now it's just going to destroy Montana. Montana's literally going to be filled with battery acid. Like, you're just walking on battery acid the entire state. So ridiculous.
You probably get down there and harvest some of that stuff. Yeah.
Harvest some of the... Well, you know what is crazy that's in there? There, and throughout all these years, a unique microorganism was made that eats it. It eats all of the shit out of there and, like, makes it good. And they're looking into... it possibly can cure cancer. So through one of the biggest disasters, they're possibly going to have a cure for fucking
what?
Cancer.
Where's all this coming from?
Yeah, yeah. Like, unloading things, like Time and shit like that, science magazines.
Cures cancer? Like, all cancer?
Well, obviously, I'm not saying that doctors now are like, yeah, we got this fucking thing and it's curing cancer. I'm saying is they found this thing which is eating the shit in there, which is doing all of these, all it does, like, if you look up the characteristics, I remember all of them, but all it does is things that, like, nothing else does. It's just, like, sick. It's like Blade, where it could be out during the day, and it could just, like, kill people and stuff like that, and, like, be hella strong. But it's just hella cool. It's like, really, I don't know what the name is. It's, like, Ahaka Ninplasm or something.
Oh, wow. Probably a terrorist.
We got a terrorist in this Montana lake. We got a bomb in it.
Ahaka Ninplasm.
So it could be a state fish of Montana. We got ourselves a super pit of fish.
Let's go fishing, you guys.
So ridiculous. I don't understand. How are you doing?
Chilling. How you doing?
Mr. Gen Rep over here.
Yeah. Tell them about your platform. We have the general representative of UCLA here. tell them what it's like.
I'm pretty sure, actually. Like, because one of the things is I get the key to every door at UCLA.
What?
Every key to every door is at UCLA.
It's one key to every door.
Yeah, so I've smoked up every rooftop.
Oh my god! Where's the best rooftop to smoke it?
Probably right outside my office.
Which one is that for all our UCLAers?
It's Kirchhoff Hall.
Kirchhoff Hall, which sounds like Jerkhoff Hall. Just go to Jerkhoff Hall and smoke some weed.
So, all you have to do is go on the top and see everything. It's pretty dope.
So awesome. Yeah. God damn it. So how do you get the key? Like, do you have the key in your pocket, like, along with, like, your door, like, your apartment key? Or do you have it, like, somewhere you just sign
on my,
out?
ID card.
An ID card?
Yeah.
Why don't you just print, can you print, like, thousands of those? It's not like Las Vegas.
No, they program it into his card specifically.
Yeah, so can you get replicas of your card?
Yeah. Could, like, any coder, like, I'm a cool coder.
No, because the way it works is, like, the access is programmed into his student account, and then it's on the card. It's not on the physical card itself. Okay, so it's the same thing at our school. Like, you can use your card as a debit card, and, like, as soon as you, like, say, deposit funds, like, online, it's just automatically on your card, because it's an account. It's not, like,
what?
On your physical card.
Northern, you have, like, three or four different things. It's, like, key card to get in your room, key card for food, key card for fucking gym.
Yeah, and it's the funniest thing. USC is, like, really smart. They, like, have, like, at the bookstore, like, in the bottom level, they have, like, all these, like, you can buy, like, they basically have, like, an Apple store, basically. Like, you just can get all, like, these, like, all, like, technology-based, like items and, like, game systems and all shit and, like, all this designer clothing. So people just load their, like, cards up with, like, all this money and just buy shit down there. And it just shows up on, like, your tuition bill. So, like, when you spend $500 at the bookstore, it looks like nothing compared to, like, the $50,000 tuition
bill. Oh, my God. $50,500.
Just buy all this shit down there. Like, girls buy, like, designer jeans.
Let me get an iPad.
This kid bought an iPad, too, the other day.
What?
They buy, like they sell, like, all, like, nice sunglasses and all that shit down there. It's just so smart.
So ridiculous.
Only
USC. You know, Sunglass Hut is owned by this one company that owns, like, literally every sunglass company in the world. Like, it's like a secret corporation. Well, it's obviously not secret, otherwise you wouldn't know about it. But I mean, it has all these shell corporations, like Sunglass Hut, Shell, and then, I don't know, where else do you get fucking glasses?
There's many other independent stores that just sell.
Yeah, like, almost every single one. It's like Svorky or something. Probably gonna get shot for even mentioning that name.
There's a website though. It's like EYE Save, and it's like all real, like designer sunglasses, just sold for like 40% off. It's just like, I think it's
damn Versace. Oh, all right.
I mean, you buy like Ray-Bans.
Kind of mature.
It's like sick.
40% off. Where can you do this?
iSave.com.
Should sponsor us. Hopefully they will, but check it out because one of our guests likes it. Sir Hoops a lot. Mm-hmm.
Alright,
so.
EYE.
I don't wear glasses. All right. I like to show my eyes to the world.
Beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
What are you guys scratching now? You just cannot stop scratching. All right, but like if you're listening, for people who are, I guess, mentally distracted, that's not even a bad thing, I guess. It's like a very common thing. But yeah, make the things harder to rip off. Make them like irons. If you rip them off, they like stab you. Make them barbed.
Yeah, or like fiberglass, so all the fibers just go straight in your
face. Oh, God! You breathe them in. Cancer. Either way, you're fucked if you rip it off too much. If you made that mark, you'd be dead. Alright.
Well, I'm still alive in my...
Alright, I don't know, should we do the, should we try to, make a song?
Yeah, I think
so. Alright, I'm gonna take a quick ripper, and then we will make a songaroo. Oh, I gotta move this chair.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you should start tuning it up.
With my perfect pitch.
Or do like an intermission jingle.
Intermission jingle?
Oh, I think you're actually gonna go take a ripper.
No, I'm taking a ripper. Alright, I'm not taking...
But you said river.
I'm not taking a ripper.
Like a Riverside Challenge river.
Oh, God.
Take a rip. Oh, Jesus, it changed the climate in the room.
Oh, God.
Gotta give it someone that actually knows how to do something.
Well, that was fun.
Here you go.
Alright, let's try.
God, making me cough.
I gotta give all the people here.
Holy shit.
Smoking.
It's cold.
Alright, let's just start off with a blues song, alright? And then we'll move into a nice, nice, silky, silky song.
Even look you in the eye.
Oh my god. Alright, that was a good one.
Sounded like it. Put my...
Get a pick for this. God damn it. Alright, you guys talk amongst yourself. I'm gonna go grab a pick real quick.
Go grab the pick.
Alright, hold this for a second. I'm gonna grab a pick. Talk amongst yourselves.
Alright. Could I take a whiff?
Take a riff.
Take a whiff?
A whiff?
A whiff out of that. Whiff.
Yes, take a riff.
Alright, guys, we're going on a commercial break right now. Our sponsor is Bud Light, Scratcher, isave.com.
the EYE.
Now, Daniel, with the advertisement. Do a commercial.
Represent us.
I will. I'll be sure I save dot com is on all files.
No, do you like, this is like, you know, in commercials they have, like campaign like commercials and they dump all that money into like their advertisement. Do it.
I'm done. I'll just put $5.2 billion into it.
Yeah. No, what candidates are going to start doing, they're going to make all their, like, their commercials just, like, more, like, narratives, and they're going to make them super dramatic, and that's, like, a way to, like, get people to be more interested. Not just, like, all the boring facts about politics and stuff.
A lot of
like,
shit happens.
They just have, like, make it really dramatic.
Ow! Ow! I just completely put all my weight on your face.
Chill, I just play soccer, so I don't
know. Dude, so I am just ridiculous. I grabbed this pick. And I was coming over here, and I was going to be like, oh my god, this is a ridiculous pick. I wonder what this means. I was like, what is mu sick means? I was like, what, this must be like a fraternity or something. What's mu sick life? I was thinking it's like something, and then I just, as I was coming here, I just realized I'm just retarded, obviously. It's music life.
Scritch scratch, everybody.
Sorry, what were you guys talking about?
We're talking about how like now like candidates are going to do for like elections is like, instead of just boring people with all the facts about, like the world and stuff, they're just going to make all their commercials and, like, all their speeches just, like, narratives, and they make them super dramatic and, like fuck with people's emotions. That's how
it's all about the old
Do you want a Kenyan running your country in over 4 years? Do you want dogs to still be on TV crying?
Now you're on a mountaintop, a pond with a goat. Shave your face.
Exactly.
That's what it needs to be like if you want to pay attention. That's the only reason why I buy Old Spice.
So ridiculous.
Old Spice, well done.
I'm talking people. Now I'm farming. Now I'm president. Alright, let's get back to a blues song. You wanna play a blues song? Play a blues song and we'll get silky? Somebody actually singing the song?
Yeah, sure.
Alright.
I wish I had like a keyboard.
Alright, we should do it too. Yeah, I definitely have a keyboard.
Did you
have
that shitty-ass keyboard upstairs?
Oh my god, that's a bad keyboard.
Oh, that thing sounds...
Yeah, you can't play two notes at once. You can play one you can play one note at a time. It's just the worst built thing. Tamahashi, Yakuhoshi, whatever the conglomerate is, they suck at, like, all of it. They put, like, their money into Toshiba. Average. No, Toshiba's good. By the river thing or something like that. I liked it. All right, sweet. We're back. Thank you for following us down that musical road of nature and whatever the fuck that was. That was amazing. I think we can all say that. All right, so now we can get back to I guess the juicy goodness.
Juicy.
I guess we'll get into real stuff while we're talking about politics. What do you think of Herman Cain, the CEO of Godfather's Pizza and the only competing black man?
That. What? There is a lot of competing black men. none of them could be the white man.
I mean, Republican presidential nominee.
We're talking about basketball.
Herman Cain.
Whatever.
Herman.
Pee Wee Herman? I heard he mashed ribs.
No,
if I got take out a rib? No, he suck his own dick.
God. No, that was, Michael. No. Manson.
What are you looking for right now?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, I thought you were looking for... Marley Manson is not a person, I don't think.
Marilyn
Manson.
Harley.
You're probably pushing water out. Or,
are you just rolling tobacco?
Yeah, man. Drug
test. God. That is just fun.
Do you want, like, a stove?
No.
Okay.
Anyways.
Do we need, like, a cigarette break or something?
I guess so. No.
All right, so then if we don't need one, then let's get something rolling, huh? Huh?
Let's get something.
All right, so did you hear that New Zealand, I've always thought, well, like, obviously the podcast has just been around just recently, and thank you listeners for listening, but for the past, like, couple of years, New Zealand, every time I, like, see headlines, like, New Zealand struck by a quake. And so I was looking, it was hit again today with two earthquakes. They had one just February 22nd that was 6.3 magnitude or whatever. They killed 180 people. Jesus. They had two more today. And all I'm saying, like, I don't really conspiracy theories and shit like that. But there's no way that can just happen, that there can be, like, so many continuous earthquakes
in
one place.
Japan's just in a very, like...
All right, well, Japan has legends, like, myths from thousands of years ago. I mean, not myths, like, legends from, like massive tsunamis and shit like that.
New Zealand has marsupials.
They make the earthquakes, those fucking bitches.
They open that pouch,
oh
shit goes down.
Oh, my God, damn. Well, they got in those pouches. Earthquakes, nigga. Oh, God. Well, that's just bad. That's just bad for everything. All right, I'm obviously just kidding for whoever said that. Hopefully I do not offend anybody. That was my example of somebody else talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hypotheticals.
Yeah, hypothetical. Go. Yeah. All right, so, let's see, what are you doing this summer, Sir Hoops-a-Lot?
Well, now that you ask, I'm, working a job at a law firm.
Yeah.
But also, I'm working an internship in,
Emeryville,
California.
You sound so unexcited when answering this. You just don't want to do either. All right, here's a more exciting one. What's the most crazy subpoena you've ever given somebody? Like, you have a crazy story?
Oh, for the law office?
Yeah, for the law office. You have any crazy, like...
I haven't done that many, like, personal serves. I usually serve them to offices, but this one chick just kept lying about who she was.
Well, she was like, what?
And she was a slut.
She was indeed.
What happened?
So I went over to... she works at a doctor's office. She's a chiropractor. And I went into, like, so there's, like, two different, like, it's one office, but there's, like, two different buildings, and she's, like, in the other one. And I went in, it was just, like, her there, and, like, you know, so I know what she looks like. They give her, like, a description. And so it clearly was her, and I was like, but you still have to, like, confirm that it's them. And I said, are you so-and-so? And she's like, why? And I'm like, I just have a delivery for you, just something that you need to take. And then...
Did you bring a fake package?
Or just dress up in a costume or
maybe
something.
She thought you were giving her, like, a bomb. Maybe she, like, has, like, very, very...
I mean, they know it's coming because, like, obviously they get it.
You look like a heretic, though. Maybe she's like, it's a heretic! He's coming to kill me!
So whenever someone's getting served, there just happens to be, like, bombers that go out of the
same Yeah, it always is. Just anniversary. So yeah, it's just, like, subpoena slash bomb day. If you want to do your terrorist attacks, go June 4th.
And, like, I can't remember. It was, like, 2 years ago, but... She just kept denying that it was her. I was like, I have a delivery for you, ma'am. And then finally she walked away and then came back. And she's like, okay, fine. And she, like, took it.
No, don't do it.
Another one was, like, this dude at his house, and he was quite furious. And I honestly
he pulled his 12-gauge out?
He was going to, like, slice me in the throat or something like that. But he got away in the nick of time.
Running back to your truck. Running back to your truck. Yeah.
I already have one. Just ask one. Have it.
Are you allowed to talk about any of the cases?
No.
Okay, we will not talk about any case.
I'd love to, but...
Okay, what about even hypothetically? Like, I hypothetically heard some part. No names or anything.
I heard there was a divorce once.
What? Well, let's not even say what... All right, well, you just kind of did, but let's not even really say, like, what part it is in or what you really do, besides, obviously, giving out subpoenas. Like... Can you say something then? Huh?
That's not like you can say anything.
That just... What?
Okay, never mind.
Answer your question with
this. Let's just skip over that then. Obviously, we should not be doing this. All right, what am I drawing now on the new Bud Light Scratcher? Let's see.
Let's play Pictionary.
Pictionary? Oh, I got the best one then.
It's terrible.
This does not work. All right, one second.
It's right on the pen. It's just not scratching.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's probably...
All right, here we go.
You did in the summer.
Okay, what is this?
That is a hot potato.
Hot potato? Alright, guys.
The sun.
You're just we got some we got some interruptions for the podcast. Say hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hello. Say hi, Lex.
Alright, open your eyes, Lex. Come on.
Alright, so back to Pictionary. Yeah, we had some open your eyes. Slow blow. Just because he went to Costa Rica, took no classes for 6 months, and it has a band that's
So what did he do there?
Smoked weed, I guess?
That's all he did.
You listen to this, Lex, we love you.
I went to Costa Rica, I tried to buy weed, and I refused to buy it because it was brown.
Good for you, that's the American way. You don't buy shit. Alright, so here's Pictionary. What is this?
It's hot potato.
Wrong.
It's an apple.
It's the sun.
Wrong. Okay, as you can see, it's a ovaly circle thing.
With lines.
And there's lines, but they're not attached to it.
So it might be a light bulb?
You have a good idea.
It could. You're going.
You have a good idea.
No. You gotta get this quick or this is gonna get really ridiculous.
It's a bomb?
Shit.
You're so close.
Really?
Oh wait, oh, wait, no, that is it. That's some shit. Yeah, yeah, there's poop. Dude, what's and it's this? Got like that is a oh, that's a bird. It's almost a little tweet. It's
going,
a tweet.
Keep going, keep going.
It's a dog. It's a goose raping another goose.
No, no, I mean you're on the right track, but what? Be more specific.
Duckling.
A duck.
Think, okay, something. Yeah, you're getting there. You're getting
ugly
there.
Ugly duckling. A black duck.
Keep swan. Going, keep going.
Goose.
Black swan.
No, think like more like tangible. What? That makes no sense.
I just don't care.
Like more like you could fit in your hand.
Chicklet.
A chicken.
And
a
chicken. It's an American pastime.
Baseball?
Barbecue?
Come on.
God damn it, people are probably just like killing
people
themselves
in
on the
radio. Bathhouses.
People in the bathhouses? Alright, everybody doesn't know, it literally is-
That's a clue,
is...
you idiot!
Oh, alright, good thing that's not it, it's just a fucking line.
Bath.
That's a bath? Just tell.
A rubber her. Fucking ducky, man.
Oh.
God damn it. All how right. stupid are you?
Well, we got ducky. All right,
yeah, come on, man. That's
what makes rubber ducky American.
Like, yeah, it's so American.
Well, okay, you want to know why I don't listen to
rubber duckies are
you know
American
why I don't know rubber duckies? Because I never look at them because they poison children. They have pesticides and shit coming out when you put them in the tub, and then they, like, make babies sick. So I'm just like, I don't want to look at them. So
they're
I don't know
what
it is.
They're in a pool of soap.
All right, fine. I don't want to talk about you.
Yeah. There's so many other things in the world that are covered in bacteria and shit that we just...
Well, like nukes?
On
nukes
your body?
Yeah, nukes.
Do you think like a hell of bacteria could build up and just like accidentally push the button? We haven't cleaned this shit. Hell of bacteria!
The bacteria know what's up, dude. They're going to stage a revolution.
How hard is it, do you think, to press that button? Is like the kind where it's just like, deck?
It's probably it like, more than
ooh,
one button.
You gotta have like two people with like 100 pounds of force like pushing down
it's
and turning.
It's more like
you,
someone pushes
the
button, then another person pushes the button, and then you have to get all the
like, turning.
It's like
key,
it's an
yeah,
obstacle
yeah.
course, so you
yeah.
have to like run over spikes
it's
and
a treasure
shit.
Map. It's like national treasure.
Running away from
what
boulders.
National treasure, all they end up doing is just launching off a nuke.
As long as the
enemy is we are a great adventure!
Oh, dude, oh god!
It's just ridiculous.
Why don't we talk about North Korea?
You want to talk about North Korea?
Or you can talk about Everett and Sir Stanley.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. All right, let's talk about both. they both kind of go together. So, Sir Stanley and Everett, if you want to look up Sir Stanley Productions on YouTube, you'll find it. Sir Stanley and Everett.
Incorporated.
Incorporated, but I don't know if that's in there. I really don't think you should type in ink. I don't think it's on at all, but, I mean, it will. I'll name it Sir Stanley.
YouTube
Sir
name, I think it's
Sir
Stanley.
Sir Stanley Productions.
Oh,
Sir Stanley Productions.
That
was
ink,
all right,
sorry.
So, yeah, so just like Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-il is Sir Stanley. He is a man of royalty who likes young men. he comes along, Everett, asks him if he wants candy, just like North Korea does. He asks little boys, hey, do you want a little
American?
Bit of rice? You want a little rice? And they say, yes, please, I haven't eaten in a week. Please, it's North Korea.
Oh.
And then
oh.
he feeds them, and then just like Sir Stanley, he has his way with him. So, all right, let's move on to a more serious part of Sir Stanley.
That was quite dark.
Fresh on that.
All right, North Korea, go. What do you think?
I mean, you covered it. That's all I wrote. That's the only point I wanted to make. All
right, well, there is... All right, well...
Trying to talk that shit about them so that they actually try to start a war.
All right, well, I'm never going to start a war against us. But his son, he actually is getting pretty fucking old, Kim Jong-il.
Yeah,
and
his
son
crazy
is crazy. The same thing, and not only is he crazy and he's been raised to be crazy, Kim Jong-il, when he came in after Kim Jong-un... He did a fucking crazy, he attacked, hell, Bill attacked South Korea, that's like, we're gonna start paying them shit.
Yeah, when he first comes in, you think he's gonna make a big move?
Wait, I think, you know what, I think I understand that. I could be wrong here, but I think the Korean War was because of Kim Jong-il. No, I'm completely wrong, after the Korean War, then they got instated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Whatever, he started fucking killing people, hella, after Kim Jong-il got in. And Kim Jong, whatever, his son is a fucking general, and generals like to kill shit, so... Whoever's around,
we'll see in the next 5 years. Right?
Well, I don't know. Years, he keeps building stuff, and we keep paying North Korea off to not hurt anybody. That's like all countries do. They pay him off not to fuck with anybody, but that money goes straight to building nukes. So it's basically he just has to not fuck with people until he has, instead of a stick, a fucking AK-47. So if that means anything, I don't know. I might be a weird analogy. I don't know.
It's It's kind of funny that you say that generals just love killing shit. Because, like, in Super 8, which was a really shitty movie, enough, the general's just killing shit.
Yeah, it's all he wants to do.
They depict everyone, like, every movie.
The Beast came here by accident. But for some reason, he had to fuck with him. And there was no reason. The fucking Beast just...
Why is it called Super 8?
What?
That's the kind of camera they used to film
it. Yeah. So the reason that the Beast was there, the Cloverfield, like, Beast was there, literally because of, like, E.T., he accidentally crash-landed there in his ship. And he wanted to go home, and then the army came in, and they were, like, trying to figure out, you know, like, how he did all this stuff. And then they just started fucking with him, and then he started to hate humans hella, and then fucking got out. And then, of course, at the end, this is the biggest spoiler, so you don't see the movie. The kid at the end is just like, you don't have to harm anybody. It's okay, you can go home. The Beast just fucking jumps out of this monster-made cave that's fucking miles long and just leaves. Just makes a ship, doesn't have to grab anything, doesn't have to do anything, just uses fucking powers to grab all of his shit, jumps, goes. Done. Gone. Needs a fucking 14-year-old kid to tell him to fucking leave as opposed to people prodding him with fucking sticks that are electric. It's a retarded movie. Retarded movie. God, I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry. They're just...
Well, you didn't read about it before you watched it.
What are you supposed to read? They fucking did Super 8. But yeah, I thought it was going to be shitty beforehand because of the kid. It looked like E.T. Especially because in the preview, they had like a shot from behind. Like it was a frame of the street. And then a fucking bike just comes into frame on the street and just rides. Just like a fucking E.T.
Over the moon.
Alright, well obviously not. But it was... it just started off the first second. You remember when we were seeing Super 8? I started laughing and like immediately thought it was bullshit because it's made by Amblin Entertainment. Which is a kid with fucking E.T. and his little bike thing. And I figured this movie's gonna be literally E.T. And it just was... It's like E.T. and Powers of the Third Kind.
Right, well, except the Beast is giant and can fuck shit up.
Okay, yeah, so it's like Cloverfield. Yeah, exactly. It's also Cloverfield. Yeah.
As much as you make fun of this movie, you are one to believe in extraterrestrial beings.
Thank you.
So,
I am.
why don't we expand on that?
I don't know if I believe in them for sure, but I do think, well, shit had to be here. Like, I feel like things had to be here before. Okay, here, like in Egypt, for example, like the first person to invent medicine.
Jews made the pyramids.
Just no, they didn't make the pyramids. It's embodied. Well, think about this. Whoever pyramids were, like, two or three pyramids, they found up until, what, even a year ago that we've known, that, you know, that we knew about, like, they said up until, like, whenever the Torah came out, then it was like, oh, yeah, the Jews built it. That's, like, two pyramids everybody thought. But through satellite imagery, they found 17 hidden pyramids in Egypt that are just lost under sand. Yeah. Up until 200 years ago, all the pyramids we saw now were buried, too. Yeah. So there's 17 other that they're digging up now.
Yeah,
how the fuck would that many people put in one pyramid, 2,500,000 stones cut from a quarry 500 miles away put into that shit?
Because I was just going to say...
How the fuck do you do that?
I was just going to say, isn't it like, it's like a fun fact that like the amount of like labor... The cost of the labor that was put into all the pyramids is, like, in the trillions. It's, like, far more than, like...
Not only that, but if
today's standards.
Yeah, today's standards. Not only would it be immensely expensive, but if the Jews... If slaves were to have made that, they would still be working today. And that fact was made before, again, we found these 17 pyramids. So if we couldn't have made two fucking pyramids in the time until now, they still couldn't have made those. They couldn't
They'd
have made the pyramids.
They'd still be making.
They'd still be making those fucking stones. You didn't. You try building a pyramid.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
pyramid.
Me and like,
I'm not
people,
saying you. I'm not
me
saying
and
like.
Slaves.
I'm not saying like. Oh yeah, we're still fucking in college. We can't make pyramids. I'm saying is you ask anybody to conceptually make it. All right, or from conception. To saying, we are going to do it this way. Even if we had this money, they don't know how to make it.
I don't believe that. If they were working, like
non-stop.
15 to 20-hour days and, like, just constantly building...
That's what you're thinking, but it's... You're thinking of it like this. You're thinking of it... Okay, look at this. 2,500,000 stones, and the quarry's 500 miles away. Now, we're looking at that like, okay, people must have been able to carry that. What 500 miles in like a day? You must have had to help people, but it's cut in an exact thing. So only a certain amount of people, like 2-3 people, could have carried that. How fucking far can you? How fast can you go 500 miles?
Why do you keep saying that they had to carry them?
Because the only place to get the materials that they had, it wasn't in Egypt. They had to go to a quarry that was 500 miles away to get limestone and all these things to make those.
They could have brought the raw materials over and then cut them
at
the site.
At the site.
They didn't cut them at the site though. They know that they didn't cut them at the site.
Why? Because hieroglyphics?
They had to cut, had to set them immediately. They had to take minerals and then set them, and then move them.
What?
Huh?
when they were making the pieces, they took the minerals, they had to set the pieces, and then move the pieces. They couldn't just take all the shit.
Why couldn't they set them and then place them?
Because they had to do it immediately, otherwise the fucking shit would solidify.
No, I mean, like...
There's not mortar in between the bricks.
All right, well, now this is getting really confusing. Is there? But they had to move it, the core. They didn't set it there.
They couldn't, like, melt it or cut the hardened pieces?
So you're saying that aliens...
No, they didn't have tools to cut the hardened pieces.
They couldn't remelt it?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying that...
They couldn't remelt it.
They couldn't remelt it. Those dog people, that the people drew on hieroglyphics, are actually real dog people from space.
That's exactly what I'm saying. The Spike from Rugrats is our fucking ancestor. No, but I mean, even more than, like, okay, Imhotep, the guy who invented medicine... What?
I thought Imhotep was just made up in the mummy.
Yeah, I know, me too, until I looked at it, and they say that he's credited with inventing medicine and building, like, arc structures and stuff like that, but he's not considered a real person, technically. He's considered a semi-deity, which technically doesn't make him, like, a real person. Like, if you were called, like, if you,
but
Mystique
pharaohs were
called,
considered,
like,
deities, though.
Back, no, but I'm saying is, they were considered back then, but I'm saying is, now, a pharaoh was a real person that you know of, that we know was not a deity, like, unless you believe, if you believe in God, then you could say that you know whatever you want. What I'm saying is, in the history, the people believe that he was a semi-deity, it's not written any other way.
Did he actually exist as a person?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, they have records that he actually exists.
Or the guy's like,
they don't have records of really where he came from, or how he knew these things that he invented, or things like that, so they think that they assume that he was, like,
how
a god.
How the fuck did, like, Da Vinci know the shit that he did?
I don't know about that, but not only the person who... Imhotep wasn't the one who envisioned the pyramids. The guy who, I forget his name, Aben something, Abnajal or something. I don't know. I'm fucking his name up, but I'm not. The story is, he was the one that is credited with envisioning all of the pyramids. It's written about, like, all of these things, and, like, the pharaohs had to help him, that he had to help, like, pharaohs make these things and envision how they were going to do it. But there's no records that he actually existed. He's written about all these times, but it's not ever written that, like, he actually was there. They don't have any records that say that he's a real person. So there's all these things in place that you can see now. It's not like we're thinking, oh, they thought of making these things called pyramids. You don't know how to make them now. Maybe they had an idea back then. They're there now. We don't know how to make them. How to make them now. And the people who were credited with making them, we don't know actually existed.
What's the point?
Where did the aliens come into play?
I'm not saying I believe in any of this 100%. I'm just saying is that if you were going to have that much labor, I'm not saying, okay, I will agree to debate over, like, whether they would still be going till now, but still the amount of labor and the amount of money that it would take, and doing the 19 now pyramids they have, plus the great things, like, just all of it combined, that's a fucking huge amount of labor, huge amount of money, and they weren't even having
money
now. They were also shiny with glass. They were shiny. They were in the exact right spot, even though they're miles apart, and they were all fucking shiny. When they made Cairo, they cut off all of the shiny shit and made Cairo with it. That's why they look like they do
that. I thought the shiny
now.
Shit was just because of time. Like the
No,
like
the shiny shit was how they made it. They
just
did it
the
so that it would reflect
the
sun.
Yeah, because the limestone is shiny. It's green and shiny.
No,
and
they made it that way, though. It was, over time, it turned to the... It, over time, people cut this shit off. When they first found them, they were still like that. And they just cut off all of the things that made it shine. If you look up how Cairo was made when they were first building the original Cairo, they didn't give a fuck about the old pyramids. They didn't give a fuck about what they were doing, because to them they were like ancestors. They just found that shit. They're not thinking of it like now, of we found pyramids, that shit's crazy, we need to preserve. You're not thinking of that. It's a new city, and you're still just coming out of, I'm dying living in the desert, we need to make a city. You're not thinking, I already have a city, now let's preserve things because everything else is already a fucking city, and there's already so many goddamn people living with no trees and shit like that. Like, whatever, fuck it. But you know what else is fucking crazy?
Roswell.
You see the FBI memo? I showed you that shit. The FBI, if you look on the FBI vault, FBI.gov, and go on their vault, you'll see that they have this memo that they just released, like, a couple months ago from somebody who was there, like, Guy Hotel. If you look at Guy Hotel in there, he has a memo from somebody who was there that's written by them that says that they found a couple spacecrafts with, or maybe just one, with three people wearing, like, metallic-like cloth in there that were like humans, but they were, like, 3.5 feet, and they were not human when they, like,
I feel like there'd be extensive research upon this type of cloth and what the mint, what elements is made.
They probably have. They're just not saying any. They're probably just not saying anything. And it's a good point. It's really, people are always like, how the fuck do you get like a lot of people?
That's why I don't trust the government.
They keep secrets. I'm not.
They keep secrets from science, from smarter people than they are.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I'm spilling beer everywhere. All right, that's not my point. What I'm saying is.
No, I mean, that's the point I'm making. So.
I know, but I'm saying, if you think of it like this, somebody said this, it's pretty easy to make people think, some people think that they're spraying, like, shit in the air, and if you just told, like...
Well, that's so vague. What kind of shit?
Okay, all right. All right, so they're... No, look, okay, so eventually, you know,
I don't want no shit in my
The ozone, the ozone's getting fucked up enough where eventually there's going to be, like, a lot more cancer. People getting fucked up in certain spots and the degree and things fucking up. All right, all that jazz. And so, one of the ways that they think that they can turn... What?
Like, yeah, it's eating the ozone?
Yeah, it's eating the ozone. And okay. The way that it, the way that they're trying to get that to be reversed, one of the things they're thinking is to suspend gold into the air. So, you can suspend gold particles because then it will reflect the light back out towards the sun.
That's why
so
you smoke, because the smoke reflects light.
Hell yeah, that's what else is smoke, but there's not enough smoke, I don't think, unless we're smoking, like, pound joints.
Jesus.
Which would be ridiculous. But if you just had a pilot, and you told them, alright, you're spraying gold particles, and even if you told them some
gold
people are going...
Gold particles.
Suspended gold particles.
But not so the heat...
It's going to kill 12% of the population if they do that, because... like the weak people that like don't have good respiratory shit and the old,
I mean,
and the young,
just chronic,
they're going to die.
But they
have it set. It's be 12%. Okay, so you have that, and you say, well, fuck. If not 40% of the people are eventually going
to
die.
I mean, there's no way the government's gonna do this because the government won't.
I'm saying this as a point to get people to do something. I'm not saying they're doing this.
Okay.
All right. So I'm saying is if you told somebody they're suspending gold particles and you get up and you say 12%,
I'm gonna catch that shit with my net.
God damn it.
Sorry,
this is so ridiculous.
Sorry.
I'll breathe in.
I'm gonna make a watch today.
Cash for gold.
Dude, they
grab your
so
gold
much money.
Skittles taste the gold.
They'd be like, environment, take my cash. And gold would just start materializing. Yes.
Money does grow on trees. But alright, so if you did do that, 12% of the people would die, otherwise 40% of people die. So you have people saying, alright, you have people knowingly putting the gold particles in the air, these jet pilots, okay? They are not going to tell anybody because even though they're killing some people, they know they're told this is confidential and that they are saving lives in the end because in percentage wise they're actually saving some people. So they do this for a while and they put gold particles in there for a while. And then after a couple months or a year, they start putting like aluminum or like fucking cyanide or shit or something odorless that they don't tell you, but you're still dropping in the exact same way, but you don't know because it's not like you're looking under the fucking plate.
Gas chamber.
Cyanide. Yeah. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if you were a jet pilot and you were already not telling anybody what you were doing, thinking you were saving people because you were saving more people that were going to die anyways, and then all of a sudden they put a poison in there, they would still drop it and not think and not be thinking they were doing anything wrong. They just wouldn't. They wouldn't know. They would be, and they wouldn't tell anybody that they were doing because they were thinking they were saving lives. Even if they saw people dying around them, they would be thinking those are the people that have to die.
Mm-hmm.
So you could. So I'm saying is, if you do that for anything, if you do
that
for a that's what I'm saying. That's how you can get anybody to. That's how you can get a whole
like
large amount of people to do
anything.
For
many things that are bad. It's like
What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm saying that's a valid way that you could get somebody to. That you could get people to do something that's wrong without them realizing that it's wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Mm hmm.
So we're,
yeah, that's what I'm agreeing with.
Yeah, because it sounded like you're saying something that...
Yeah, I'm saying that's like anybody's justification for
anything
that
just,
they're doing.
It's just noise, it's just so outrageous. The Grinch is up there. Well, that's just... Alright, that was a good...
It was a
good little one. Alright, so... Oh, have you seen Bridesmaids?
No.
God damn.
Dude, speaking of movies, I'm going to go to a drive-in movie on Wednesday.
When? Where? In San Jose?
Yeah.
I've been in there. I saw Galaxy Quest there.
Is it sick?
It's fucking awesome because squirted my mouth. All right, so when you, like you know they used to if you look at movies they like have like little speakers wherever you put outside your car. tell it cold at night. So now you go there and they tell you the station and you just put on your radio station. Oh. And it's just, it's so fucking, like if you're there with a girl, so I was like 10 or something, but I was, oh God, it's awesome. You drive through and there's a concession stand like right there. Yeah. Oh,
so what we're going to do is like, we're going to get takeout, something really tasty. Then we're going to get like a bunch of blankets. We're going to put on our pajamas and stuff. And just fucking go the drive.
What are you seeing?
What ride?
You know?
I don't know. Which one should we take?
And it's so cool because if it's still the same, you're looking like we saw Galaxy Quest and I think Waterboy was also playing. I don't know if I can't listen. I don't know. Some movie was playing next to it. Mm-hmm. So you can like look out and there's like all these movies playing around you that you can so just like sick. Look at.
It's I crazy. Think we're going to see Thor probably.
That would be crazy to see in a drive-through. God damn, drive-through. I don't know why they got rid of that. My parents were like made sure to take us, like, because they felt like... I'm surprised that was still around, because they said they were going to close that one, like, a while.
My dad was saying like, that he used to go, like, they would go in his Camaro, and, like, all the kids would sit in the trunk while the car was running. All these exhaust fumes were just going on.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And that's the funny thing.
They all had convertibles and shit.
Yeah, like, the funny thing about that is, like, that, like, even back then, like, there's so many things that people were doing that nowadays we perceive as just so unhygienic and dangerous and stuff. But the thing is, everyone still survived, though. There's so much shit that was going down. That like is like that we'd look at today and just be like that's fucked up, but like so people still living.
People are still alive. Yeah. So are we more pussy now, or were they? Just die and they just fucked way more then?
No, I just think it's like our bodies are just in condition. We're like more
got
fragile.
Back. What would you say?
Like our bodies are more fragile. I mean, obviously it's at the the expense of like. Modern medicine. Like I'm not trying to say modern medicine is bad, but it's just like.
Well, antibiotics make it just that much higher. Like. The next thing you have to resist, if you just have to resist normal bacteria now, if you take antibiotics, then the next thing is resisting super bacteria. She's ridiculous.
I like science, though. Science is cool.
No, science is sick as fuck. I'm not saying you have to like science, but if you're just like denying science, then it's fucking ignorant because it's all around you. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's what makes pot. Sweet confetti pot. What makes grinders? It's what makes Bud Light.
It's true. It's what makes Bud
Light. You okay? You okay, sir? It's a lot. You getting tired?
I'm getting a little.
You need another sausage?
Huh? What? Jesus. What? Working early days.
What do you? What is like your job thing? Like, tell me like about your like science part. Hey, all right. Don't put that like plastic.
So I'm working at Gallo Research. Which studies focuses their extension of UCSF, and they're started by Ernest Gallo.
The director? Is the director Vincent Gallo?
Like, Ernest Gallo, founder of Gallo Wine. Like.
Oh, the jugs?
I mean,
that's Rossi.
Oh, yeah.
Gallo's like huge winery. They're like huge. Like,
so he's making bills.
Yes, he's very wealthy.
Billy Owens.
And I think why he did this is because I think his son died in a car accident related to drunk driving, and so like more like a repentance thing, he just like funneled all this money into like founding this research institute because they focus in on studies of substance abuse. I mean, originally it was alcohol abuse, but now it's all of the like, and it's extension UCSF, and then they got approved for state funding just a little while ago.
Wait, so then the gel story, which I guess it makes sense. All right. That did not make any sense. Does the gel thing, how does that have to do with substance? I guess, like, give them a little preface
okay,
to that.
Okay, so basically in our lab, there's many different labs within Gallo Research. But ours focuses in on specifically alcohol and nicotine abuse.
What up? I abuse all the time.
Yeah, we all do. And they, Jesus. The lab found that there's a specific protein kinase. A protein kinase is basically
Say it like clearly.
A protein kinase.
Kinase?
K-I-N-A-S-E. Kinase.
What up, all you scientists?
And they're basically like...
all you sports fans.
They're basically like a chemical like messenger or a kind of activator. And what they do is they do something called phosphorylate, where they transfer a phosphate group from a substrate to another, like to a substrate.
What's
and
a substrate?
A substrate is just it's something that it binds to. And this could be anything. This
that
could
what
be
binds to bring them
the
back
protein
to
this? Kinase binds to. It could be like, and this will trigger like the activation of a specific receptor, which then is like involved in the pathway of like a reward pathway. Or like this all pertains to neuroscience. This is all like GABA receptor, like benzodiazepine receptor research.
So all this basically is how like. Xanax and shit.
Yeah, it's the reward pathway. It's why you get...
So say it like that!
So That's what I've been saying. The reward system is why you get addicted to stuff. So basically, they found that this specific protein kinase C epsilon has both.
Is that fraternity too?
Has an instrumental role in both alcohol and nicotine abuse. They found that with a knockout mouse. A knockout mouse is they conduct a gene basically like trends. What's like. I'm like, it's getting tired, but like gene splicing, they knock out a specific gene. Then they breed the mice to not express this gene. They found that the mice that were negative for protein kinase C epsilon had less tendency to use alcohol and nicotine.
So basically, what your lab proved is that nicotine is literally a gateway drug to alcohol.
They have interdependence, together? Definitely for sure, and validates.
So literally, like when you're drinking and smoking, that's why you do.
Yes,
that
and also there it validates the theory that
independence or dependence.
That's interesting, man. You just on the show explained why people drink and smoke,
and yeah, actually, it's like because the statistic is that like 75% of alcoholics also smoke, and this is a reason why.
That's
because the mechanism of both alcohol and nicotine abuse are very similar. And they pinpoint the specific protein that is involved. And so what I'm doing is me and the postdoc that I work under, we're studying protein kinase C epsilon. And there's another lab team that developed a method to like tag proteins, basically bind another group to it, and then you can add reagents that get excited under light, and then you can see like what specific like the substrates are and everything that's involved. So what we're doing is we want to understand what the substrates are. We want to know what they are. So we're using this method, and we're going to find out, like this is what I'm doing, and this is what I was doing today, trying to find out what the substrates are. Basically, as I said, substrate is something that the protein binds to.
Yeah, and when you're getting fucked up.
And from there, then we can understand the mechanism and the downstream pathway entirely, and then from there we can develop
ATP?
ATP's involved, yes.
What up, ATP? I remember that from chemistry.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's like the same thing. ATP is adenosine triphosphate. Triphosphate, you know.
Or in human terms, ATP is extra energy to push things the way they're not supposed to go,
yeah,
right?
In the what,
right?
What it does?
Pushes things the way they're not supposed to go?
I mean, it involves work.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, so I mean, like, it pushes the way that it would, like, the
well, that's
no,
what I'm saying,
no, not the
because
way
this
least
is what
resistance.
It is. It has three phosphate groups, and as I said, phosphate group is something like that the protein kinase binds to something and activates. Basically, the phosphates groups are like a giant, like a spring that's so far pushed together, and they have so much potential energy that removal of it just releases the shitload of energy, and that's what ATP does.
Damn, ATP works crazier than I thought. Way to add to the chemistry I knew.
So then, basically what I'm doing, that's what the gel is involved. I'm trying to isolate the specific, trying to get just the kinase and substrate interaction from there. We use like computer technology to understand what it's binding to, and then from
you're
there
doing,
we can.
Wait, so what you just explained, you're doing that solely.
Yeah.
You're just checking to make
yes.
You alone checked. You alone proved the gateway drug.
I did not prove it, but what I am doing is I'm going to be finding out what the protein binds to, and then from there we can understand the mechanism and then develop a drug.
So you're going to be in, like, national journals, huh?
I could have a publication.
That's so fucking crazy.
It's
you
sick.
Know, like, this is, like, I did not realize that you're,
super
like, you
sick.
Linked interdependency. That's crazy. Because everybody smokes
and
drinks.
That's the thing. The thing
is,
like, I'm
not give me
there.
A cigarette.
That's why it sucks. I'm only going to be there for a summer. This shit takes, like, years, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, research.
You,
years.
I was with the impression like you're gonna do that thing. Like I know you like messed it up today. I thought you're gonna like do it tomorrow, another 4 hours, and like figure out like prove that.
I will by the end of the summer. Yeah.
So then, what else more is there to do?
Well, that's I'm only finding out like one substrate. Then to understand the full mechanism, it's more work.
Wait. So there's so this is just alcohol. Like,
one
next thing's meth. Next thing is like everything.
Because
else?
A protein kinase can bind to many receptors. Like they found.
You're not
that
doing
also,
the pot one.
I mean, this protein kinase C also has like a major involvement in like hyperalgesia, which is sensitivity to pain, and that's just another area that.
Explain that a little better. I don't realize.
I'm saying that so, but you know, I'm saying that the protein kinase is a messenger. It carries on a message to X substrate. So we're fixating on the one that is involved with alcoholism, but protein kinase can also phosphorylate this specific receptor that's involved in pain, and it could go this way and this way. But there's so many things we don't understand.
So you're basically, if you were to keep going, you'd be just doing science experiments to see pain, to like figure out what pain
I'm just saying that's one option. Consider like protein kinase C, it all branches out. There's so many things like,
there are many. There's different kinds of protein kinase, but they.
So if you take Tylenol, does it stop the kinase then from doing like pain? Like it like blocks it from like.
Oh, Tylenol is. I don't think that's.
Acetaminophen.
What's the acetaminophen? I think that's. That's more of. I forget actually what Tylenol is.
Party's getting loud upstairs. You're getting rowdy upstairs. Sorry, sports guests, if you hear a little. Knocking upstairs, a little weird, little murmurs, which you probably don't, but if you do, don't worry. It's just Elijah and his friends. Again, another Jewish reference. Oh, God, we have a mystery intruder.
Kill him.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's back.
Noah Scritchity.
No, it's Scritchity. Welcome back. Say hi.
Hello.
Say hi to the sports guests.
Hello, what?
Sports guests.
Sports guests.
Sports guests.
What are you getting?
A ball.
A ball.
It's handball.
Like, you're gonna play handball? How late? It's. Oh my god. That just sounds really fun though. Are you playing in the dark?
Shit.
Did you not think about it? This did not go through your mind. It's just pitch black.
Oh man.
They football, call it midnight right? for a reason.
It's not midnight. Ooh, is it?
Okay, I have no clue.
It's 11:10. Oh, we're kicking it.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Is there a spider in there?
There's so many spider webs.
Oh my god. Oh, spider webs or spiders?
Spider webs.
Oh, I don't care, dude.
But spider webs come with spiders.
Yeah, I know, but as long as spiders aren't like crawling everywhere. We got another
very
guest.
Cute observation, then.
We got Mystique's little brother, Mystico.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I'm turning back to my Italian. Say hi, Mystico.
Hi.
Hey,
alright, that's very enthusiastic.
Do you have any handballs?
By any chance?
I'm looking
for
a big
five
or
something. Do we have
shit?
Handballs?
So, now overlook the fact that it's dark out. I don't know if
yeah.
that's a concern to you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just yes.
What?
Oh.
It is! They don't keep lights on all the time.
They do.
Why would they?
They do. We've been there late.
So like oh, it's watching prevent rape. Is their anti rape measures.
They do have
anti rape. Schools have
cyber safety week, anti rape week, and drug free week.
That's so ridiculous!
Yeah, dude, yeah, hell
what do
yeah.
they think? What? Every sixth grader's all I think about is
rape.
I gotta watch out for rape. After like an assembly of, you will get raped if you walk down the street, I would be really fucking scared to be a girl.
Yeah,
so much
of it. That's why they're always talking
and they have cell phones.
Oh, where do they see a black man like me?
Dude, you know, Crocker has a rule that you cannot bring a cell phone to school because they don't want to have, like, they think creepy things happen on cell phones and they don't want it to be on their property. They're worried that something could happen.
They don't want people illegally taking upskirt photos of girls
sexy,
that don't want
dude.
That.
They
how
just
do
don't
they...
want anything. They don't want anything. Like, how is that Crocker's fault if anything happens to
them? Well, I just figured that's their responsibility. No, I'm definitely on their side with that.
No, to hop over.
What are you hop? You just told him to hop over a pong table?
Take a break.
Just jump over the pong table. It's only like 5 feet. What would you say?
Jeez.
Just pick it up.
Really we're having a lot of commotion here.
Sorry, sports guys. Okay, just don't touch it. Just don't touch it. What's up? What are you talking about?
Need a break?
Alright, sports guests, we are going to take a break right now. Hopefully we'll be back, but if not, catch us next time, but hopefully we'll be back.
We'll
be back.
We'll be back.
We feel
bad about that. It's so funny. It's kind of fucked up. You know that your brother hooked up with Charlotte finally.
He did?
Yeah.
Alright,
of course he knows that.
Oh my god. For all you guys who know, Scritchity has finally got a bang. He always gets banging hoes, but he got another banging hoe.
Yeah, they're really fucked up.
He didn't tell me that. That fucking bastard didn't tell me that. Scritchity, I'm gonna kill you. And every time you listen to this episode, you're gonna know I'm gonna kill you. Alright, whatever.
I just found out 2 minutes ago.
Oh, what? No, hey, Daniel, I've got this intimate fact for you, not Jordan.
I don't know how
you Hey, Scritchity, come here, Scritchity. So, apparently, you got with Shar-Shar?
Oh, my God.
You just tell him. Who just got back from school, randomly see. I've been with you the past 6 months. It's now summer. I'm your brother. We've been brothers for fucking, what, it's a long time?
Forever,
like,
man.
Forever.
16 years.
But why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I
did he ask you a specific question?
Yeah.
I did. He never told me.
Ben told him? All right, well, let's hear it. Let's hear the story. How did it happen, huh?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I want to... What dance is that?
What story?
They were. Marshawn.
Yeah.
This guy hooked up with a Pratt.
Oh God, really?
It was great. Yeah, she was very.
Now
good
the name is on there. And, yeah, you know, we should make a segment. Just each time, we just should start now. Just have Pratt time, and you guys can just come in and just talk. But all you guys like is just the Pratts.
Yo, this isn't on the podcast, is it?
Yes, of course it's on the podcast. Of course it's on the podcast.
Well, whatever. So Noah
only the world hears it.
Noah and Charlotte went to, some dance together. I can't remember which one. And on the party bus afterwards, things got dirty.
Dirty. Wait, all right.
Does she complain?
Did you say she puke?
I hope she could go.
She gave a guy head on shit.
And that's how she took. Wait.
Grandparents got her for 6 months.
Because Audrey told the parents.
The same, wait, you got with her the same night?
What?
No.
Okay, thank God.
She did go with Kevin Nazareth the same night.
Oh, Kevin Nazareth. Wait.
Alright, we do not understand. That did not happen. It was just you, man. Just you, bro.
My bad, dude. Or not my bad, but my bad for Kevin. If you were Kevin, I would say my bad to him.
Who's Kevin? Right,
you know how you hooked up with Nina Nazareth?
Who are you talking about?
Jesus,
we are bringing this full name. So many people we know.
You can use code name.
Nina, what up? Sorry about that time when I asked you guys to show stuff. At that
with the balance crystal?
Hey, yeah, balance crystal.
I told Kevin, like, Kevin's like, dude, man, what's up? Are you Jake's little brother? I was like, yeah. He's like, my sister was obsessed with your brother. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, your sister. And he's like, and I stopped myself, and then he's like, "Cause I was pretty drunk." And then he's like, "What were you gonna say? Were you gonna say that she has big boobs? Were you just say it?" And I was like, "Yes, your sister has very nice boobs.
She's got great boobs."
And then I couldn't expand on it and be like, "Remember when she did that slip? Everyone refers to the slip and slide thing."
Slip and slide. Just bring in random stories. Bring in random stories. Remember the slip and slide? That doesn't mean anything.
During the high school rally. Spirit rally.
Oh, fuck my body.
I was high.
Concussed.
Or concussed.
Were you high any? Were you not high for any day besides
in
graduation?
Senior year?
You were definitely high at graduation.
Oh, no, I wasn't. No. I know for a fact because Ethan told me, hey, this is going to be something that you're going to remember forever and you won't remember it sober. I did not get high for graduation because of what he said to me. Shit, I didn't even remember that, yeah. All right, guys, stop fighting, please. We're doing a podcast right now. Close the door, please. It's kind of loud. There's murmuring. Please. So ridiculous. But yeah, I got to do this shout out. Ethan, if you're listening, I know you're a subscriber. If you're listening, thank you, because you're the reason I went one day my whole high school senior year without being high, so.
I'm pretty sure I had it right.
Dude, no, I maybe that
was
night.
Was high
no.
That next morning, remember?
Oh my God,
we had mimosas after. We had mimosas and Blaze after Scandia.
We gotta tell them. We gotta tell the guests so they can reminisce with us.
Alright, so.
We went to this fucking place called Scandia.
Funland.
Michelle Nelson, Econ.
Oh God.
What?
Best class.
Oh, Econ?
Dude, you're fighting all the time. I still have the pen marks.
Oh my God. That was so fun.
So violent, Jordan.
Me and goddamn, what's your name again on here? Fuck it. What's his name again?
You call him like Dan Dan Donk.
Dan Dan Crank. Dan Dan. Dan
no,
Dan,
that's
no,
other Dan.
Dan Dan Chank. Dan Dan
Chank.
No.
Yeah, that was it.
Dan Dan Chank. All right. Dan Dan the handyman. We had economics together, and we would always just stab each other's with pen and like draw marks on each other's like pants. I remember I had pants that I had to throw away because they had pen marks all over them.
Just can't wash them.
Well, you see, oh my God, my memory banks were being exploded out. I remember there was a time when I had like obviously I only wear jeans, but like in like eighth
denim
grade, ninth
life
grade maybe, I had this thing where I would draw stories on my jeans. Like I totally gotta do that again. It was the coolest shit ever. Like I would draw. Remember the camel thing? Remember a long ass time ago? So this is like a Jewish thing. Remember like that? Remember like that story I made over about the camel getting fucking
Crops
that person
me
or whatever? No, that was a different thing. No, that it was like a camel. It was a dude that fucked some girl or something. I don't know, whatever. And
where
I drew like stories. I wrote stories on my jeans. And I feel like I would get me slayed so much because hey, what's that? My story. I'm getting my novel published. And they're like, can I read it?
You're like,
and then they'll read it. It'll go up to my dick. And then they'll just pull it open. Like, can I read more? And then it will be like writing into my boxers.
Oh,
and then they'll go, can I see more? And then bam. Coitus, whatever it's called. Coitus. That's what's up. Coitus enacted. I ripped this shit.
That's just absurd, man.
Rip this shit, y'all. What about Rip why this you shit, y'all. Oh, I was going to. I was going to say one. Alright, so Cropsy, this is the most ridiculous story. So I, when I was about 5 years old, maybe 4 years old,
Maybe six.
I don't know. I had this dream that, that there was this guy who, like, would jump through the roof into, like, children's insane asylums and, like, fuck them up and stuff like that. And so, I had a dream like that, and we wrote a story with some friends. I wonder if Jer's on there. He'll be on there soon. My cousin, Jer Bear. So I told him about this dream. So we decided to write a book, me and Mystique and somebody else. And so we wrote this book about him, and we published it. And then second grade, all I did for the whole year was just write the same thing. He goes in and goes down the roof and goes in and gets these kids in this insane asylum. And so just a year ago when I'm getting Netflix streaming, what up Netflix streaming? Which is the best. There's this documentary they just made this year called Cropsy. And it literally is the same exact story. It's a serial killer who was around in like the late 80s that they only like focused on like on that side and that side. And they just made a documentary about it, which is literally the same thing. So I had a dream about something that was going on in another place that I didn't know about. And then we wrote a story about it, and now they did a documentary, and it creeped me the fuck out. It's like literally the same thing I wrote. I wrote the same story for a year, and I didn't even know that I'm writing a story about a fucking real person who killed kids, taking them from an insane asylum. I was writing the exact story that was happening over and over and over and over again for a year.
On your pants?
No, a notebook, because I was too lazy to get things edited. So instead of getting that, instead of getting the Cropsy story that I was writing in second grade edited, I would keep writing it the whole year. I would go through notebooks and notebooks and notebooks, like in the fucking Shining, writing the same fucking story, going to the end of the story, starting over, he goes through the roof, fucks with the kids with his hook. That's the one thing that I saw fucking hook. And then, did we have a hook in there? We had a hook in there.
I mean, you wrote the story.
Yeah.
I told me the story.
God damn, that was fucking...
Indian Scouts. Was
Indian Scouts! Jewish
Scouts. Yeah, it was like Jewish Boy Scouts. Scout,
yeah, Jewish Boy Scouts, yeah.
So well, wasn't Jewish at all, but it's like...
Well, no, it's just because there's only Christians and fucking Bear Scouts, or whatever the fuck it is. Boy, I mean, like, it's just... it was founded on... I'm not saying, like, that's what they do. It's just, like, when... I don't know, was there more racial... or religious divide when we were younger? Because, like, that's why we did it. I mean, it wasn't to get just around Jews. I just mean, like, it's... I remember them saying, like, it's just Christian. Is there Christian, like...
I feel like it's just...
Prayers?
No, it's a way for a bunch of... our families to get together and spend a weekend.
I'm completely like wrong.
I really don't understand Indian Scouts at all. What's the difference? Like,
we shot fucking arrows and stuff. We were fucking cooler than the Bear Scouts.
We didn't get badges or any shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
we got fucking hawk bear shit. We don't need badges in nature. Nature, you don't... like, in nature, nothing lives forever. So our names. Like, I was Living Rabbit Foot.
What's sick, though, is when you become an Eagle Scout, which is like you go all the way through the program, like, you're like almost like... aren't you like 16 or 17 when you finally get that? It's like... a huge thing to have on your
harder
resume.
Than a black belt.
Not, I don't know. If it's what it's just
resume
a sick
for
thing.
What?
Life.
Oh God.
Your personal resume.
I wouldn't hire
another resume.
Eagle Scout. They're my cousin.
Your cousin is an Eagle Scout?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, I guess it's secret. Once you become an Eagle Scout, you become a secret op, and they change your name.
They do. That's how you become a Navy SEAL.
All Navy SEALs were once Eagle Scouts.
Dude, Navy SEAL, have you heard what the fucking last test is to get in the Navy SEAL? What you have to do, the reaction of being, when you are drowning, what happens is as soon as you go underwater and you suck water so your brain doesn't have to deal with it, it immediately shuts it off so you don't keep sucking in more water and you stop breathing. So what happens is to become a Navy SEAL, you have to go underwater, allow yourself to fucking drown... and then allow your team of Navy SEALs to pull you out and resuscitate you to fucking life. And if you don't do that, you don't become a Navy SEAL.
Jesus.
How crazy is
holy
that?
Shit.
You have to fucking almost die and then come back
isn't
from
it like,
death.
It's like 90% like don't make it through or something
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah, most people go through like, I think like the first things. Like I was listening to something, so they don't even make it to that. Like by the time you're doing that, it's like a whole bunch of shit. And then by the time you do that, it's like nothing apparently. Like a lot of people that go into the Navy SEAL, they say that like come from all different forces and stuff. Like things they just are like, they just quit. They're just fucked.
Is it secretive?
A lot of stuff they do is secret. I don't know.
No,
they
I mean, like, when you are one, are you, like, you can't, like, openly say that you're...
I can't even openly say I am.
Okay, I guess I'll take that as a yes. Jordan may be one, though. We should be on the lookout.
Do you know, I thought it was a joke. Somebody was saying, like, I was listening to something, and somebody was saying, like, oh, they were talking about Navy team, was it Navy Team 6? Was that the people that did it? SEAL Team 6. SEAL Team 6 when people killed Bin Laden. Not Navy Team 6. SEAL Team 6, whatever they are. And they're like, how, like, secretive. And Disney fucking tried to copyright the rights for a movie. Fucking Disney was gonna make a movie about killing Bin Laden.
God, that'd be the worst.
They copyrighted it immediately, like, right now.
No blood in it.
But there would be, I don't know.
You've seen Pirates?
No, but they stopped it. They took it back because so many people were like, are you fucking serious?
Well, because they would, like, copyright and just save it for a while. And
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, they just shelf it so that nobody could ever make it.
Yeah.
If nobody's making clean family films, nobody's making dirty films.
But, like, as fucked up as it was, like, after 9/11, like, that movie, like, came out, like, what was it, like, just 4 years after?
What?
The United 93.
Yeah, that was, yeah, and they've never, and World, remember World Trade Center?
Do you think people, like, bought the rights that early on? As fucked up as that
I'm
is.
Sure, yeah, I'm sure that there was something the next day, like, 9/11 Memorial, stop it. 9/11 Treasury, 9/11 fucking fun, 9/11 help, 9/11 fuck you, everything, I'm sure. But my friend,
talking about, like, movie.
Oh, movies. Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, I thought you meant, like
movie production.
I thought you meant, like, internet websites.
Why would they try to buy it?
Because everybody does. Like, my friend bought
Hugh Hefner Memorial.com. They don't have that much money, though. I'm saying, like, Disney jumped on. All right,
mistake,
that would put everyone down.
Thank you for joining the podcast. We had a great time
next time.
Yeah, please. Yes, definitely. We would definitely have you on next time.
Of course, dude.
That's what you'll be doing all summer. If you don't get that job, you'll just be podcasting.
Well, you will be podcasting all summer,
even
nonetheless.
Even if you do have the job, you'll be podcasting.
Later, buddy.
Later, man.
Say bye to the sports guests. Don't leave them hanging. Say bye to the sports guests. Say bye.
Bye to the sports guests.
The sports guests.
They're sports guests.
Oh, actually,
the formal introduction.
You decided to start calling them sports guests.
You listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. Later. Alright, so... Okay, well, let's talk about that. Did you just get... This happens every time! We not only just have every time we talked about this last... We were Cubed? What's his name? Whatever, the General's house the other night. How you always get texts from girls that... Or just have them talk... Hey, I want to suck your dick. Fine. Like just like, okay, fine. Like,
no, that's what Daniel goes, like, alright, fine.
You're just...
Like, you tell that story, you see.
Okay, first of all, like... Cause I don't even wanna be with someone to this stuff, so I'm like, that's why I'm a sacred idiot, because I just don't want it, but I still go for it. You know how, like, you have this.
He's just side a boss. That's
you.
What he's trying to
just
say.
Like, you're so ridiculous.
No,
you're exaggerating. Where are you exaggerating?
I know you're like, I'm bullshitting, but it's just true. I mean,
no, it's just funny. It's just funny. It's just such a
dick. Oh, yeah, you're not. I'm just fucking with you.
But I'm very at that time ish. You know how, like, first time you hook up with them, you don't have a great experience with them. But either,
why? If you're drunk,
like,
or you're fizzing on grizzing.
Either A, the terrible kiss, or B, they don't know how to get head, or like these kind of
things. So true.
Yeah,
so
that is actually really true. You gotta get 30-year-old.
Go
deep in the back of my throat.
Just 30-year-olds at college.
Yeah.
Running around.
They need to get their late degrees because they got fucking divorced by their husbands to get fucking 19-year-olds. So they got chug cum to make it through school.
My
oh my god! Oh my god, this is a really explicit podcast.
Alright.
It's so explicit.
Oh,
okay,
man.
But what I'm saying is that, like, with the second time come, you have the mindset that you do not want to hook up with the girl, do anything with the girl because of the bad first experience. But you do it anyway because, like, inside you're the horny, like, in your head, you don't even want to do it. But your body, you see it, like, takes over
yes.
your body. It just goes
it
through.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
That's
why, like, when I exaggerate the story, I'm like, no, man, because I don't want to do it in my head, but I do it anyways. You know, like, you gotta get it out somehow.
Oh my god! I feel like I'm being a Gouda. I just feel enveloped by creepiness. You have come, you have to get it out somehow. Alright, you know what? Saying it back, that's very true. It's a very true statement, but it's so creepy. Still so creepy. So
creepy. Just explaining something that just made a lot of sense, and then just threw that out.
You know, I'm working on it, you know, I'm working on this girl. I have semen, I have to put on somebody.
Sorry, somewhere's gone.
I have a mayonnaise river. It's gonna flow somewhere.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. How mayonnaise river? Mayonnaise fucking river.
Mayonnaise river, motherfucker. On a rustic roll.
Oh my. So, this girl, Emily, she in the city.
Another girl wants to suck your dick. You just talked about a different girl.
She's like giving me meat or whatever. She's really hot. I'm like, damn her. She's drunk. She's texting right now. She's like, live 5 minutes away from you.
Have a threesome.
I can scope. Yeah, come.
D3.
See, that I can go. Get my dick sucked right now. But they I don't want to because I'm rather chill here. Get high.
You couldn't even lie and just be like, oh, yeah, no, she doesn't want me to come or anything. You just again say, yeah, she wants to suck my dick, but nah.
But
nah,
I'm just gonna hang out here and sit in the garage and smoke.
Just every time. What? Every single time. I wanna Thanks, fuck man. You. Nah, I'm good. I wanna give you it. Nah, I'm good. You want an HJ even? Nah, I'm good. I just wanna do random things.
Nah, I'm good.
We love you for it though.
Sit in the guy's garage to smoke weed and talk into a phone. Yeah. You'd rather do that than
talking to a mic.
This girl's right over there. She's down.
Yeah. I'm so she's too thick for me.
Oh my god!
Wow. Even though she has a big ass, but like
still. Oh my god. Big ass is still too thick. That's
alright.
That's a good idea for a character. Until you get people not trying to fuck the main character in a movie, I guess.
I'm just too lazy to get high.
Too lazy to get head. You literally don't do anything. You sit down more lazy than you would sitting because you're propping yourself up most of the time, and somebody is sucking you off. I just feel like that's just the exact opposite of lazy.
I'm too lazy to go over there.
Well, you just would be the worst porn star. I'll make $500. Nah, dude, I'm good. I just want to chill here. Just sit in a chair, just talk to people.
It's another Daniel quote that officially just got documented, dude. Just got documented.
What?
Good Daniel quote. We usually forget all of them. Here we go. Podcast.
Oh my god, we did it. Thank god.
No one's ever going to forget this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Just like that.
Ridiculous. What?
We saw you talking to me.
What? I've got cum. It's got to come out somehow.
That... And I'm too lazy to get head.
And I'm too lazy to get head. That's so ridiculous.
That's a great one.
I'm too lazy to get head. Just, wow. Just quote. It's Dave quote of the episode.
Yo, we still got to watch the Black Swan.
Black Swan?
You got Black Swan. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You bought Black Swan?
Man, I'm just watching
it. I never want to see that movie. I never want to. I'm boycotting.
That movie's hella good.
Yeah, but I heard her bones break, and I heard she rips off her fingers and shit like that. And I don't want to see that because I think
dude, it's a good movie though. It's a great
but I think like I think like late at night about bad things. Like for example, okay, there was this thing I watched like at least five years ago. Law and Order SVU, Special Victims Unit for the it's like for things where people get raped, and the first scene they always do something, and there's this girl and she goes onto a bus and there's all these people on there. Oh wow. She walks onto the bus, and there's all these people on there, and this guy, like, looks like a homeless, he's got all this shit, like, stuff on, jackets and stuff. She takes a knife, puts it to her neck, starts raping her, says, if you say anything, I'll kill you, and there's people just watching. Just, like, they can't do anything, because they're too cowardly.
She starts raping her, just like that?
Just rapes her.
Like, what do you mean, rape just goes?
He just rapes her with a fucking knife to her throat, and I still...
Is he naked? Like, is
no,
like just...
he had a fucking jacket on, like, homeless looking and shit. And it still creeps me out. I still think about it. Like, I still am...
It's fucked up.
I still, like, if I think about it, I'm trying to go to sleep, it'll keep me up.
It's not real, not though, me. Man. It's still,
I
like,
know, but that's what I'm saying. That's how like, that's why I can't watch. Like, neither is Black Swan. Black Swan is completely fictitious, too. There's even a great I Heard Eating Out scene, but I still... I just... It'll fuck with me, I feel like. I even
I
saw
said
a little...
fictitional. You sound like a retard.
I saw I the... Oh, it's cool. But yeah, I saw they showed that little part. I don't know where, maybe Empty Movie Ward or something, where like she's literally takes her from her cuticle and starts taking the skin off, and like how is Amy supposed to watch that?
I mean, that's, like, those, like, scenes are very, like, minimal. Very, like, the rest of the movie. It's still a great movie. Like,
doesn't she,
that
like,
shit happens.
Doesn't, in one scene, I've heard, I've not seen it, so it can't be a spoiler, but, doesn't she, like, dance so crazy that she just fucking snaps her feet?
I don't know. No. She doesn't snap her foot. She, like, rolls her ankle.
But isn't it in, like, a hell crazy way where, like, say you broke?
They make it, like, dramatic, but it's not, like, ridiculous. Like, fucking, like, scary movie when she, like, turns and rips her, like, bone just comes out. It's not extreme like that.
So
like,
ridiculous.
No, you're, like, you're in the movie, though. It's, like, a good movie.
I understand. Really good movie. Like, things don't have to be bad to fuck with me. The worse they are, I mean, although I don't know if that's true. The Human Centipede is not very good, and I still can't watch that because it's fucked up.
That's just fucked
up. You know what happened at the end?
What does that mean?
You get a head text. You get a head text. Hurry up, foo. Wow, just tell her to hurry up and get some head. Oh, I forgot you're lazy.
Wow. Did that hit this? What the fuck do you put in there?
Weed and some good old spirit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Alright, do you want to start
wrapping? That hit is holy shit.
Really?
Should we start wrapping this up, you think?
I have smoked so enough.
Oh my god, this has been a really fun... This has been a fun podcast. It's been a good time.
Yo, dude, I'm really high. Do you, what the other way I could say, hey, I don't want to come tonight, just give me a hand next time.
Tell her.
Say like that.
Tell her. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. I want to do this.
I'll do it for you in dramatic voice. Hello out there.
I'm stuck to be pie.
I know you want head.
Yeah,
I want. I know that you want to.
Wait, so what about her saying, "Hurry up, you fool!" Say it. Hurry about up. Her wanting to give you head.
No, because she keeps saying, "Yo, are you on your way? Are you on your way?" They like this.
It just means she wants to.
She obviously wants to give you D.
I'm like, I'm talking to my dad right now.
About giving you head.
What?
Hey dad, don't worry, Jay's gonna come over. I'm just gonna suck his penis real quickly. Don't worry, it should probably be over in about 10 minutes, and then we'll watch a movie for a little while. Don't worry, I'll be gone soon. It's cool. I'll probably come on my face, but just don't worry. It'll be dried by the morning. It might be a little sticky, but don't worry. Just call it snot or cottage cheese, whichever one. It's all good. Just forget. You can jizz on me later, Pops. Oh, my! Oh, God. It just got off the deep end.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll stop with that one. God damn.
That's so extreme.
So ridiculous.
Take everything I say, puts another...
Like Jordan's
everything I say, add me water, and boost it up 3 times.
So ridiculous. All right, well, thanks a lot, sports guests, for...
It's been fun.
It's been very fun. Tune in again next time. I hope you like all the episodes. Again, we are sponsored by Bud Light with its Scratcher goodness. We have been here Dan the Handyman. We were here earlier with Mystique. He's now gone. He'll be back the next time. And as always, Sir Hoops
yes,
a lot.
Yes, he did leave.
Yeah, he lived a little while ago. Say goodbye, Sir Hoops-a-lot.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We love you.
Have a great sex.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yes, have a great sex.